Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Today is the celebration of the creation of the world and all that is in it. That's the headline. Steve Herzig comes to explain the celebration of creation and also the Jewish feast of Rosh Hashanah.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Explain Rosh Hashanah and then trumpets.
Sure, Jimmy, I'd be glad to do that. Rosh Hashanah is the civil new year. Israel has two new years, two main ones anyway, the religious new year, which falls at Passover, and the civil new year, which falls out on the seventh month. For your listeners, you know, when school year starts in August or September, that's a new year, even though it's not January. And if an accountant has his fiscal year in July, that's different. And that's exactly the way it is for the Jewish people and the Jewish calendar. Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year. And Jimmy, for Jewish people celebrating Rosh Hashanah 5780, it is believed traditionally that that's the exact date that God created Adam and Eve, the creation. While most Jewish people would not recognize a young earth scientifically, they would divide themselves scientifically from religiously because, according to Jewish tradition, the earth is less than 5,000 years old, 5,780. That's the way I was raised, Jimmy, and I believe it. I believe the earth is certainly less than 10,000 years, and I certainly wouldn't be surprised if it's less than 6,000 years. But either way, Jewish people understand that's the year that they have for Rosh Hashanah. It is Feast of Trumpets as well, as outlined in the book of Leviticus. And for your listeners, that would be the book in their Bible, probably where the pages are still stuck together. But we want to open them up, don't we, Jimmy? And Leviticus 23 outlines the seven biblical feasts, so important in the calendar, and I think applicable to the Church of Jesus Christ.
Steve Herzig explaining how today is the celebration day of the creation of the earth and all that is in it, and also Rosh Hashanah. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As Steve reported, Jews believe that God created all things in this world in a week of creation some 5,780 years ago. Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year, 5780, marks that celebration. You could debate that creation week was exactly 5,780 years ago, but it had to be in that approximate time period. For sure, creation took place in 6 24-hour days, since the Bible says six times in Genesis chapter 1, the night and the day. That's 24-hour days. By any definition, we must understand biblical creation if we are to understand Bible prophecy. They are both absolute in all their details. God created everything, and he is coming again. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...